todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 4th, 2012. This is episode 56 of the To Do List Home podcast. Make a walkway over mud and keep your feet dry. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Whatever Happened to My Rock and Roll by the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, recorded on Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from 2003. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. That's Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do lists. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is make a walkway over mud and keep your feet dry. If you have a look at the pictures in today's show notes at todolisthome.com, you'll see that the first picture depicts what the walkway to my backyard from the garage used to look like. It doesn't look like that anymore. Last couple of days, it's been raining like hell. We've probably accumulated at least an inch and a half in the last 72 hours. And I just couldn't take the mud anymore. I like to keep my bike in the back, and I walk this pathway at least twice a day. We use it to bring the trash cans to the curb twice a week, so we're walking past this side of the house at least a couple of dozen times a day, especially during the warmer months when I'm out doing things in the yard and we're playing with a dog and the kids are doing things. We're using this walkway constantly. The reason it is a bad walkway is because my neighbor's house to the left and my house, this walkway comes right in the middle deeply into my property line. So our property line is basically hill from my neighbor's yard, and then my yard from the garage slopes down a little bit to meet the neighbor's slope, and it creates this gully where water accumulates, and it's just been impossible to grow anything worthwhile in there. For 3 years, I've tried to resoil this. I've laid lots of compost on top of this pathway. I've tried to reseed it several times, and I've only been here 3 years, and I've never had any success in having anything stay and let this be anything other than a mud path. Finally, last night, I just couldn't take it anymore and was determined with all the rain we've had this week that I don't want to wait until I fall on my ass, moving my bike, getting ready to go to work in the morning, and I fall in a mud pile just because I haven't been creative enough to figure out how to keep this area dry. What I did was research a bit about what could I do here. I could either stop using this walkway and build this gully up with a bunch of sheet mulch and dirt and hay, compost, and reseed it. And if I never walk back there again, I'm sure this could be a fine, nice, green growing area. But this is a very busy walkway for us. And I wanted to fix it. I wanted to keep my feet dry. So I did a little bit of researching on the internet, and I found some good ideas. And I think what you'll see from thisoldhouse.com and Master Gardener's site that I have, and then an e-house site from the UK. Between these three sites, I was able to come up with my own little plan for fixing this. So it was just a couple nights ago. I was coming home from work. It was raining, but I was determined that I wasn't going to wake up and do this job on a Saturday. It needed to be done right there and then. This is the week to be working in the rain. If you've been listening, this is the week to be doing a lot of hard, heavy work in the rain. On my way home, I determined how I would go ahead and do my best to improve this walkway, and got home, changed my clothes, got in the car, and proceeded to the local Walmart, which actually turned out to be the best place for me to do what I wanted. Because if you listen to these episodes, you know I'm a cheap bastard, and I don't want to spend more money on things that aren't going to be around for a long time. And then also what I'm doing is something that I haven't necessarily done before. I'm a pretty good bricklayer and stone layer, and I know how to lay a concrete sidewalk. But laying a walkway over a muddy path, this is a first for me. So I wasn't quite sure how it would turn out. So I want to keep my investment kind of small. This way, if it doesn't work out, then I can maybe make repairs easily without incurring too much of a cost. I went to the Walmart, as I mentioned, and it turned out they had a very nice deal on just what I needed. They had topsoil for just about a dollar, 12-inch square red stones, actually light red, which kind of matched my house very well, that were just a dollar a piece, and 40-pound bags of pebbles, which were about $3.80 a piece. And they're very nice looking pebbles at that. With a 4Runner, I loaded up about 2 tons worth of materials. I figured I would take advantage of the deals I found at Walmart this early in the season with the topsoil, manure, pebbles, squares. And the 4Runner really came through. Having it checked out last month and having that check engine light fixed and the O2 sensor cleaned by Kim's Auto Repair Service in Fairfax, Virginia, off of Pickett Road, really made me happy, because I had to come up a couple of steep hills with this 2-ton load in a 4Runner and wasn't sure that I would have been able to do so if I hadn't had my vehicle properly looked after. So I'm glad I maintain good vehicle maintenance, because a 4Runner's really been coming through already, and it's only March 4th. The process that I had to do this was pretty straightforward. I have a bit of experience with, like I said, laying different types of walkways and paths and sidewalks and using concrete, but never really anything over grass and in the middle of right where two hills or two slopes meet. So I wanted to make sure that it was straight. I wanted to make sure that it would look right from the sidewalk, and I wanted to make sure that it would be appealing to the eyes of my neighbors and passersby, because as you know, after episode 55, one of my main concerns is to look after my neighbors and how they view things that go on around the home here as well. You know, if I'm going to build community, I have to do it in a way that's pleasing to everybody. So I started by just gathering some iron rods used for holding reinforced concrete together, and I gathered about 8 of those. Each rod was placed 90 inches from the garage, and I laid this out for about 30 feet, as you can see from the picture. And then from the 90 inches, I measured an additional 3 feet. So I wanted to make sure I had a good 3-foot walkway, which would allow for not only my bike and us walking back and forth, to be able to roll the recycling and garbage cans back and forth to the curb a couple of times a week without making too much noise as well. So basically, the path was going to be approximately 30 feet by 3 feet long. And I put in the rods, and then I took some twine and tied it to the rods that were spaced out along the 30-foot path. This way, there would be like an even straight line that I would be able to measure and easily lay down the materials and make it look nice and straight. And the first step was to, after I laid down the twine and had an even line on both sides, I took topsoil, several bags of it, probably about a dozen bags of it, and laid that out over the 30-foot area. I raked it. I leveled it as best as I could. It's not absolutely level. It still slopes down slightly, but that's okay because the water does have to drain somewhere eventually, and I couldn't necessarily build it up too high without the risk of it collapsing on the left side. So I leveled the dirt out as best I could. I took several bags of pebbles, I believe about 7 bags of pebbles, and laid those out over the dirt. I raked those. I leveled those as best as I could. And then I took the stones one by one, measuring them twice each, and then leveling them as well, and set them in a way that each stone, from front to back, there's a space of 6 inches, and from the insides, there's a space of 7.5 inches. And then the total width of the stones from left to right, with a space in between, is what, just about 30 inches or so, which is more than wide enough to accommodate our trash cans. Once I had taken all the time to go ahead and put the stones down and make sure that they were measured correctly, I double-checked this, I leveled them twice, and made sure it all looked straight. I went ahead and took another bag of pebbles, and put the pebbles in between all of the stones, in the front, in the back, in between the walkway, so that the stones would be more or less held in place by the dirt underneath and the pebbles on either side. And then I just took a broom and sweeped the pebbles that were on top of the stones into the crevices between them to make it all look very nice. And I think you can see this initially, what it's looking like right now. It rained like hell again last night. We must have got at least another full inch of rain right after I did this. So as I was laying down the path, it was right in between two huge storm systems. And so I was very fortunate to be able to go in, do the work. My family had come out and said, "Come on, Dad, it's Friday, you need to eat dinner with us." But I knew I had a narrow window. I didn't want to do it on a Saturday. This was a lot of work. I mean, loading up my 4Runner with 2 tons of materials, which, by the way, cost me less than $90, if you can believe that or not. And that included 800 pounds of topsoil, 400 pounds of humus manure, which I'll be using in the gardens, another 400 pounds of pebbles, and the square stones themselves weighed about 200 pounds all in total, because I used about 24 square stones. So loading up almost 2 tons of materials and unloading it, and then being able to lay this path down, I started the work approximately about 7:15 when I really got ready to do the pathway, and I was finished by 9:15. So it took me just about 2 hours to only get, you know, an area of 90 square feet done. But as you can see from yourself, it looks a lot better. I believe it does, and I know it's going to help keep my feet dry in the morning, and I hope that my wife will appreciate it too, because we both take turns taking the cans out to the curb a couple times a week. And we'll, now that the kids are getting older too, that'll be their responsibility. So not having to do so in the mud will be a great benefit to us all. All right, thank you for listening again today. I hope you found this information useful. With just a little bit of resources, again, this was not expensive. This was not something that I had to pay somebody else to do. Just with a little bit of research and ingenuity on my own part, I was able to turn a mud path into a beautiful walkway. And as we used to say in the Army, this was my area beautification project for the weekend. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.